Delight FM presents Community Spotlight, a program designed to focus on what's important to you in your community. Now, here's Tricia with today's Community Spotlight.
Thank you so much for joining me today on Community Spotlight. I'm excited to speak again with Chris Swatako. Chris is the director of the Singles Network Ministries. And Chris, you have been very busy, so I'm so glad that you are speaking with us again.
I'm glad to be back. Thank you.
Well, you have really been out and about, and you do such exciting, such needed work. I know you work a lot with churches to help churches reach single adults. Tell us a little bit more about that, what you do and why you do it.
Well, my primary focus is I work with churches, specifically pastors and leaders, wanting to help them reach the single adult population. In our country, based on the last census, we're about 54% single. Now, that's, you know, sometimes that's, you know, more divorced or more widowed. Some are in their 20s, they've never been married, single parents. And it varies depending on the different city that you live in. The numbers go up or go down. But I try to focus and help pastors and leaders and staff understand what it is to be single and how to reach the single adult.
What's needed to reach single adults? What are the pieces that are lacking?
Well, today, a lot of churches have completely stopped putting together anything to reach singles. It's crazy because, you know, over half our country is single, yet a lot of churches don't have anything specific to reach them. Some of it's lack of education, lack of resources. My website and what I do is the largest website in the world for single adult ministry resources to help them start and grow. Everything from videos to outlines to handouts, books, plus a ton of other people out there that are doing it that have a call on their heart for it and want to help churches. But churches themselves today, you know, in 2,000 years, the church is still led by a married man, average age 45, who mainly focuses on families, and that's his heart because that's kind of where he's at. And he forgets that there's this other huge demographic that is not married or kids that are grown or grandparents or, you know, those that are widowed, divorced, and those like myself have never been married. And we're just as valuable and needed in the kingdom as well.
Yes.
And so some of what I do is I have to help pastors understand about who we are and how to reach us. Because, you know, to be honest with you, you know, when I do a lot of ministry myself and I'm out there speaking to mixed groups, let's say I speak on a Sunday morning in the pulpit, I have to remind myself that there are married people in the audience because I do so much singles ministry. Mm-hmm. And so for me, helping pastors understand this demographic and giving him resources, but also what's happened in our country is, you know, most singles ministry now is led by volunteers. And so I spend a good percentage of my time training the layperson who is filling that call but have no idea what to do. The church isn't supporting them. The church doesn't provide space. There's no budget. There's no pastor. But yet they feel God has called on them to start this ministry. And so I spend a lot of my time helping those individuals.
So you're teaching them how to reach out to those single adults and make them feel like a valued part of the church.
Yes. It's, you know, I mean, singles are struggling in general. I mean, some are struggling because they want to be married. I mean, heaven forbid you find your spouse in church. You know, some are struggling due to just being lonely, which, of course, you can be lonely as a married person. Some are struggling financially. Some are empty nesters. If they're divorced or widowed, and they're the only parent, and their children are trying to raise their kids by themselves, or the kids are grown. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're dealing with health issues and emotional issues, just like everyone else is, just like married people. But a lot of times they're by themselves. And so we need to reach this demographic. You know, Jesus was single. Mm-hmm. Is single. A lot of the disciples were single. There's other people in the Bible that were single. And it's not that, you know, you're going around wearing a label on your head saying, I'm single, poor, pitiful me. No, by no means. Instead, you're saying, you know, you're whole as you are. Marriage does not complete you. Right. Jesus completes you.
Right.
And so to be able to help them understand that they are just as valuable in the kingdom, mm-hmm. and God wants to use them. You know, because when we die and we go before the Lord, we're not going to go as a married person. We're going to go as a single person.
Right.
So I try to help singles understand that, you know, you're valuable where you are. God wants to use you where you are. And that marriage may be a desire and it may still happen, but our primary focus is to get you complete in Christ. And so to be able to help the church understand that too, that we're to reach all people for Jesus, not just a certain segment, not just the segment that you feel led by yourself, but understanding that we need to reach the whole church and that we need to utilize the people within our body of Christ to help do that. And for me, that's what I focus on, is those individuals that really have a heart for it, and then I can come alongside and I can educate them and train them how to reach this needed group of people that really want to be a part of the body, want to help, want to make a difference, but simply don't know how to reach them, or the singles themselves, they come and they feel isolated, they don't feel included, and then they don't come back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What needed wisdom you're bringing, Chris. I sure do appreciate you. So you talked a little bit about how you're helping training lay people and pastors. What about me? Like, I am a married woman in church. How can I reach out effectively to singles in our church? How could I be a support?
Right. Well, one of the things is that there's two areas. One is that we really want our pastors to realize that there are other people in his audience. So to be able to include us in a sermon is very important. So when you're talking about Mary and Martha, mention that they were single. When you're talking about Paul, mention that he was single. Not to make that the focus, but to simply say, hey, as a pastor, I get that there are singles out here. And then when it comes down from the top down, the married people, one, the singles get excited, but then the married people go, wait a minute, you know what, there are single people here. Well, my sister's single, my cousin's single, my mother's a widow. I have a child still at home that's 22 years old that's single. I didn't realize that singleness comes in lots of forms. What can I do? Well, maybe as a married person, I can be aware of those that are in our church that might need some help. Maybe there's a lady who needs some help in her yard, or, you know, she needs some repairs done. My husband's pretty good at that, and maybe he could go and help, or I can go and help with him. Or maybe there's a college student who is away from their family and could really use a home-cooked meal. Or maybe there's a single mother who could really use a babysitter so that she could have a day off. And I could help her, or I could mentor, disciple someone who wants to be married. As a married person, I could disciple a young woman or young man who would like to be married. My husband and I would like to help them be married, or maybe a dating couple, so that they would have the best chance of having a successful and a healthy marriage. So to be able to not look down on singles, but to simply say, I've got skill sets, I've got gifts and talents, what can I do? Maybe it's something as simple as inviting a single person to lunch after church to let them know, hey, I want to get to know you as a person, not your marital status. And as I get to know you as a person, maybe there's ways that we can work together in the kingdom.
Wow, Chris, thank you so much, because you're increasing my personal awareness, and I'm sure our friends that are listening also. So I know you're going on a trip soon. Where are you going and what are you doing?
Every year I go to Europe and I do missions, and this year I'm going for 6 weeks. I'll be in four countries, and my primary focus is I go and work with single adults. I train leaders in countries. I'll be in Wales, Albania, Slovakia, and England. And I go and I work with different leaders, been training them for 7 years. Some of them are new. Some of them I've worked with for all these years. Some of them are only worked with for a year. And basically, I go and I help equip those leaders in order for them to reach single adults in their own countries. But I also do women's ministry, and sometimes I speak in the pulpit. And just, you know, I do a lot of networking and just trying to create awareness again over there as well, like it is in America. Singles ministry is struggling. There's not a lot in churches, yet the numbers keep going up. And so the resources there are very minute compared to the resources here in America. So I raise all my support, and I go, and I just serve. And I absolutely have a blast being able to not worry about money, just going wherever God calls me to go, and just speaking to people and encouraging them.
That is wonderful. You are such a busy lady, but you are doing amazing work. Now, before we go, tell us how we can get more information about Singles Network Ministries, how we can just find out more about what you're doing, how we can pray for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I do have a prayer team that prays for me every Tuesday. I'd love for people to join that, get my newsletter. But if you go to thesinglesnetwork.org, that's thesinglesnetwork.org, you're going to get a huge website with everything on videos, you know, paper, printouts, you know, books, whatever, to help you get started. But also, you can sign up to be on my prayer team, find out more about this Europe tour, what God is doing, how you can support I am a nonprofit, so you're able to support the ministry to help continue to advance it. Because you, whoever's listening to this may be at a place that doesn't have singles, and they would like to find out, could they come to one of our retreats or one of the cruises, or could they come to one of our events that we do, or maybe I could help them find things in their town, or maybe they want to start something and they need the help. Go to the website, thesinglesnetwork.org, and start there, and contact me, because I love to help encourage people to get things started in their home.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, Chris Swatako, director of the Singles Network Ministries. Get all the information at thesinglesnetwork.org. We sure do appreciate you, Chris, all that you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you. I will. Appreciate your time today, too.
We hope you enjoyed today's Community Spotlight, covering issues that matter to you in your community. If you have a question for future programs, just call 800-330-9648. That's 800-330-9648. Be sure and join us next week for another Community Spotlight with Tricia on The Light FM.